The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing at wwer.org/membership.
Joni and Barry Millward invited me to their sunny home to interview Joni about the April 15th Virginia Osprey Festival in Colonial Beach. Joni's love of animals extends to Penny, an Afghan hound, and a lonely lovebird named Miguel. Miguel lost his mate last year and can be heard in the background during the interview.
Looks like we got the right kind of volume here. Good morning, this is George Nelson, and today I'm talking with Joni Millward, who is the chairman of the Osprey Festival. Have I got that right?
Yes.
First of all, I want to say that I looked up the website that you have for this.
Yes.
It is full of information.
It is.
So I will ask you a couple of questions here, maybe as a shortcut for that. The website says there are community science opportunities as part of this festival. What does that mean?
Well, we have a couple of community science opportunities. The first one, which we have had in place since last year, is OspreyWatch.org. That is hosted by the Center for Conservation Biology, and that is where you can go onto that site. It's osprey-watch.org, and you can document osprey nests here in Colonial Beach. And we actually have a Colonial Beach Osprey Nest Watchers group. And
all right, I'm going to stop you there and get a clarification. Tell me how I would do this. Do I have to film an osprey or something?
No, not at all. You create an account for yourself, you go to that Colonial Beach Osprey Nest Watcher site, and you can find a nest you want to watch. And there are questions that the site asks you. When did they arrive? When did the male and female arrive? And you can document all that all throughout.
Oh, so you then become a reporter yourself.
You sure do.
And you spy on osprey and insert yourselves into their little private lives.
Yes, we do. That's what makes it fun.
Okay. You and Barry, have an osprey nest very close to your house, do you not?
We do. We can watch them from our deck, and that makes it very convenient.
Is that how you got interested in this?
Yes, it is. When we moved here 5 years ago, actually, Barry is the one that spotted that nest and said, look at that, we'll be able to watch ospreys. It was actually a buying feature for us.
All right, so the festival itself is April 15th.
Yes.
And 9 to 4.
9 to 4.
Tell me the kind of things, if I were interested in the Osprey Festival, that I would get to do on the 15th.
Oh, we have so many opportunities to do most anything, whether you're young, whether you're older, you would like to do. We have presenters, we have some educational presentations that'll be held at the Fisheries Building throughout the day.
Okay, are all of these presentations going to be at the one building, the one place? I see we may have to say that part over again.
I think we do.
She's gotten interested in something out there. There's guys mowing the lawn across the street.
They didn't ask her permission.
Oh, well, they got to clear it with her first.
Okay. Go with your daddy. No, not with George.
You're a good girl.
Come on.
Yes.
Penny.
Yes,
Penny,
you
come.
Are.
Penny. Close that, and we're going to close that. You interrupt. Well, now she can't see, so I'm sorry.
Come on.
Okay.
She rules the street.
I understand. This is her neighborhood. Are all of these Osprey presentations going to be at the Fishery Commission's building?
Yes, the presentations are all going to be there. However, we have things happening on Town Hill at the same time. Let me just mention, all activities held on Town Hill are free to the public. You don't need to buy a ticket for those. And there's lots of those. The fisheries and our tours that we have, our golf cart and trolley tours, you'll need tickets for those. But everything else held on Town Hill, that's free.
Where do you buy the tickets?
You can buy them online at on our website, or I actually have physical tickets you can buy from me. They're also at Coldwell Banker, Riverview Inn, Beach Paws, and Hawthorne Mercantile.
So if I went to Town Hill on the 15th, sometime between 9 and 4, could I get tickets there at Town Hill?
Yes, you can buy them on the day of. However, they do go up by $5. So I would encourage you to get your tickets.
How much is a ticket if I buy it early?
$10 for a single and $15 for a full nest, which is a family ticket.
What does that entitle me to, that $15 ticket?
Everything. All the presentations and the trolley tour, the golf cart tour. As many times as you want a tour, you would get to have a tour.
A tour to where? Tell me about the tours.
We're going to take you up and around the point here in Colonial Beach, and we're going to point out osprey nests, give you a little bit of history about our town, and those are the tours, and there are a lot of osprey nests.
How many nests would I see if I took a tour around the point, do you think?
I think you might see around 20 nests. We have 50 plus within Colonial Beach, but we're not going to be going into the interior of the point. We're going to go up Irving and back down Monroe Bay Avenue and then back to Town Hill.
There are 50 osprey nests, 50?
Plus, in the town of Colonial Beach, and that includes platforms, tree nests, and man-made structures.
Okay, that seems like a lot. Are they all have osprey in them that are nesting and having babies and stuff?
Well, that's something most of them do. I will say yes, that's something we'll have to monitor during this season and see what they do. Barry and I know others, we drive around regularly and see what's going on in the nests.
Is this a good season for osprey?
We hope so. We have a lot back in town, and we could still get some more.
How many have you seen so far that have come back? Okay, Barry would know.
Barry would know about how many ospreys we have seen so far this season that have come back.
Probably about 50, 60 birds, something like that.
50 or 60 birds. Okay, that's a lot.
It is a lot.
Now, from seeing comments on Facebook that
yes.
you have posted in support of the festival, some of these birds have names.
They do. People, some birds have many names, depending on who names them. More than usually one person will name the birds, but yes, they do.
And so does that name kind of become recognized within the community? In other words, this nest is the nest of John and Mary Osprey?
Yes, actually they do become recognized with the community. We have a friend, Diane. She has Abe and, who does she have? She has Abe and Mary Todd Lincoln.
And Mary Todd Lincoln.
Yeah. Yes.
Very
That's
good.
Her nest. That's her couple. I have Dr. David and Mary Livingstone.
Because you live on
Because
Livingston.
I live on Livingston.
Very
yes.
good.
Yes.
Now, as a personal aside, there is a nesting platform near my house, installed in the river near Peter Farney's house.
Yes.
That doesn't have an osprey on it yet. What's up with that?
There is another nest that's fairly close.
Yes.
So that could make a difference.
I think Peter was saying that he'd seen osprey kind of going back and forth trying to choose which one to settle in.
Yeah, they're looking for the home that suits their fancy, I guess. I can't get into their minds on that one. But I will say they are very, the nest is what draws them together. So if they've always nested in that other nest, chances are that's the nest they're going to go back to.
Now you're talking like a pair of osprey that settles in a nest is the same pair every year?
That's what science tells us.
How do you know?
Science knows through tracking and banding.
Okay.
Okay, so that's not something I've come up with. That's something I've read about. And last year we had Dr. Poole as our keynote expert speaker. I've read both of his books, so I've learned a lot about ospreys.
Dr. Alan Poole.
Yes.
Is he coming back to talk this year?
Not this year, no.
Can we have Mike Callahan and Pam Narney?
They will be coming back this year, yes, to speak. Our keynote is Dr. Brian Watts.
Okay.
And he is out of the Center for Conservation Biology, and he has 30-plus years of experience with ospreys.
He'll have a presentation at the Fisheries, building?
Yes.
All right. I have other names here of people that are relevant to all of this, such as Deb Newman and Dennis Ryan, who designed the website.
Deb Newman designed the website. Yes, she did, and she did an excellent job. Absolutely.
I have looked at it, and I agree. Job. It is very interesting and easy to navigate.
Good, good. I think so.
So if the person who's listening to this on the radio wants more detailed information, that's where they'll find it.
They'll find it at virginiaospreyfestival.org.
And the festival committee is you.
Is me.
Jenny Grimes. Cindy Ligon.
Mm-hmm.
Pam Narney.
Yes.
And Jessica Ruthenberg.
Jessica works for the Department of Wildlife Resources, a state agency that helps with regulation of wildlife laws. And she's more of an advisor to us.
All right.
Because of her role that in her work. So Jessica will be at our festival. She'll have an exhibit there.
On Town Hill.
Yes.
Will there be food to eat?
You're going to have a variety of food trucks to choose from. There'll be breakfast items, so you want to get there early. You can have breakfast.
Will there be opportunities for children to do things?
Oh, yes. Lots of opportunities. That's what's exciting this year. We really want to focus on children. We want them to have fun, but we want to educate them as well. They're going to be the caretakers of this environment and these ospreys after we're gone. And
so
get them
fun.
Interested, but have a lot of fun.
All right. And so we've tricked them into learning about
things. That's it. Of course, we're going to have face painting. That's the fun thing with not learning too much there. But we're going to have owl pellets to dissect.
Wait, I'm sorry, say this.
Owl pellets.
What is that? An owl, O-W-L?
Yes, an O-W-L. L, owl. What is that?
Yes.
Owls eat everything whole. They find a little mouse, they scarf it up, and they swallow everything. But they can't digest everything. So they cough up what they can't digest in a little pellet. And in that little pellet, you can dissect it and find little animal bones and things.
Okay, so...
So isn't that fun? I think it is.
There'll be a booth or a table for children to go to dissect. You're calling them owl...
Pellets,
which is a very polite term for what the owl has coughed up.
Yes, yes, yes. But they look like little pellets.
Okay.
They look sort of like furry little pellets. And then there'll be little picks, and you can pick through them and find. I'm going to do that.
It sounds delightful.
It totally does. It's exciting. So they're going to get to do that. We're going to have an illustrator there. Her name is Kate Garchinski, and she illustrated a child's book, Belle's Journey. I can't think of the author's name. Beauregard is the last name of the author. She's going to have those books available to sign, and she's going to talk to the kids about illustrating, maybe read a little bit to them out of the book. But those books will be available to purchase and have signed. It's a beautiful book, and she's a wonderful artist. So you have an opportunity to meet her.
Belle's Journey, is a book about an osprey's trip.
Yes, it's a true story. For the most part, a tracker was put on this osprey as a baby, and they tracked its migration so they could see where it went, and so a little story happened in between.
All right.
Well, she was on her journey, and she was named Belle.
This sounds delightful. Anything else you want to say here to anyone who might be listening in that tell them about what's coming up that we haven't discussed?
We're going to have raptors. We're going to have a great...
A raptor?
An osprey is a raptor.
Yes.
A great horned owl is a raptor, and we're going to have a delightful turkey vulture named Vega.
So these will be guest birds.
They will be guest birds, and there will be a presentation where you'll learn about them, but they're also going to have meet and greets at their booths. We're going to have a possum. Karen Brace is going to bring her possum.
I presume this is a live possum and not a meal.
Oh, no, no, we're not going to have it to eat. Don't let Karen know we said that. She's going to have her possum there, and you're going to learn all about them. And if you don't like possums and you don't like vultures, by the time this festival is over, you're going to love both of them.
Well, this is grand. I can hardly wait. I hope the April 15th gets here right away.
So do I.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joni.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing at wwer.org/membership.